We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Aleph, and we are starting 17 lines from the top. The beginning of the line is Beno Asha Hechia Elisha, 17 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Amud Aleph. Zok to Gemara. Yosef Rab Yirmiyah Kamei de Rab Zeira. Rab Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rab Zeira, and Yosef Akama, and he said over a memra. And the memra went like this. Osir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lohitzi Nachal Mabez Koyosh HaKadoshim. Lohasid Lohve HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to have a river come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the Beis HaMikdash. It's going to come out. And on the banks of this river, we have all different types of sweets, different types of beautiful fruits. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Val HaNachal Yala Al Svosoy Mizeh Umizeh Kol Eitz Meichel. On this Nachal, on the banks of this river, will go on both sides, trees, fruit trees, lo yibal aleu, the leaves will not get dried out, lo yitoyim periyav, the pears will not stop, lechadoshov, yevaker, every month the pears will ripen again, ki meimav min hamikdash eimav, because the water is coming from the Beis HaMikdash, yoytzim, vahoya periyav lemachal, the fruit will be to eat, vahaleu letrufa, and the leaves will be for healing. That's the pasuk. So he says, it's to come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's what he says. He says, also love a nachal come out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and all these different fruits, like the pasuk says in Cheskel. Omle hu saba. So there was an older person sitting there. He says, Yasher, you're timing very good. V'chein Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon is the same thing like you. Rav Yechon is the same shot like you in the pasuk. So the Gemara wants to know. Omle Rav Yirmiyah le Rav Zeira. So Yirmiyah said over his memra, and then the one of the listeners said, why you're timing good? So Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Zeira, is that called apikarsis? Is that like kavadik? Let's say, kai gavna mechziaf karusa? Is that considered apikarsis to like agree to me and tell me I'm saying good? So Amalei, ha hai siu kamasai lach. There's nothing wrong with that. He's just bringing a riot to you. There's nothing wrong to that. I'm going to show you somewhere else where it's considered apikarsis. Just to stop right here, what exactly was Rav Yirmiyah's chiddush? He's saying over a pasuk in Yecheskel, and the Sabbath says, you know what, you're tiny good, Rav Yirmiyah says the same thing. Well, what exactly did he say more than the first pasuk that says, Val nachal yala osfoso, you call Eitz Michael? So I saw two pshatim. The Marsha tainis, the pshat is that you would think maybe it's only a mussel, that this pasuk is only a mussel in Yecheskel, only a mussel. And Rav Yirmiyah came and said, this is taka real, that there's going to be a river coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim together with fruits on the side, and they're going to, every month they're going to ripen. That's the Rebbe Mashalor. It's not a muscle, it's a real thing. It's reality. And the Re'af on the Ein Yaakov, the Levim Shai, says that, just says in the Pasuk, Min HaMikdash, shouldn't say from where. And he was Mechadish, that was coming from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that was the Chiddush, and some the Sabbath said back, the older person said back, this elder said back, he's tiny good. And the Shai was, that called apikarsis? He says, no. So Rav Zeira says, that called apikarsis. He's being a riot to you. I'll tell you what's called apikarsis. If it's something that's apikarsis, I'll show you what's an example of apikarsis. Rav Yechron was one time darshaning, and he darshaned like this. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu avonim toivos magerlius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring these precious stones, diamonds, and pearls. Shehem shloishim al shloishim amos. They are 30 by 30 amos. And then, v'chayik b'hem eser b'rum esrim. And he's going to carve out an opening 10 by 20 amos. U'mabit d'mashar Yerushalayim. Those will be the frame of the doorways in Yerushalayim. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, v'samti kadkoid shim shesayich, which means I'm going to have katkas, type of stone, will be for your windows, and for your doors, we'll have these avne, chiseled out stones. So that's what Rabbi Yechon said over. So Ligla Vais Talmud, there's a certain Talmud listening to this, oh my hashta, what are you talking about? There'll be a diamond 30 amas, 30 amas? Hashta, kibiyas at a tzitzla, Mashiach Chinon, you can't find a diamond the size of a small egg. A tzitzla is a small oif. You can't find a diamond the size of a small egg. It's no such thing. So, Kuli Hai Mishkinah, you're going to find a diamond 30 amas, 30 amas? What are you talking about? Lo Yamim, one time, this Talmud was Hifliga B'Sfinasai. He was in a boat, and the boat went off track by Yom. And Chazinu L'Malachi Asharas Kavanasi, Avon Tavis Magalis, he saw the Malachi Asharas chiseling out these huge diamonds. Amalu Hani Laman, what's this for? Amal, Asa Kosh Baruch, I'll meet them Sharish Lime. Kosh Baruch, I'll put this in the Sharish Lime. Ki Hadar, he came back to Rabbi Yechon, asked Rabbi Yechon, the Asa Vikadarsh, he found Rabbi Yechon darshaning. Amalay, Rabbi Droish. Keep on dashing. Like you said, I saw Kachrisi. I saw exactly what you said. Amaloi Reika. Imloi Reisa. Loi Yamanta. If you didn't see it, you wouldn't have believed. Malaglig al divrei chacham, you're making fun of chachamim. Yoav eina, he gave him the eyes. Vasu galshah tzomis, he turned into a pile of stones. He died because that was apikarsis. He only believed after he saw it. And it's already a big shaila in the old achrayim. They handle like why isn't it tiny right away? Ligul v'ayis talmud, that wasn't a tiny. Like right away, he said, "What do you mean? I never saw him that big." And then only later on, after he saw it and he came back, that's when he got killed. So some of the Bali Musa say that the reason is that the first time he said, "Wow, how could it be? I never saw Dharma so big." Okay, he heard his Rebbe, he listened to his Rebbe, he believed his Rebbe. He just said he couldn't imagine such a thing. But the problem was that after he saw it, he comes back and says, "Oh, now I know he's saying the truth." It was Mashma. Until now, he didn't believe him. He never believed him. That was a tain on him. And therefore, he got Misa. The Rishash over here says, Pasha. He says, the Rabbi Yechon didn't hear the first Liglug. He didn't hear it. The first time he was Liglug, he didn't hear it. And that's why he didn't Yoba Eina. That's the Rishash runs over here. I in the first room of the Yaakov, Allah B'shatim. Hakapanim. We wrote down the story just to say this is apikarsis, but now we're going to handle this memra of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says in his memra, the doors of Yerushalayim will be 10 amos wide by 20 amos, es amos berum esrim. Yeah, 10 amos wide by 20 amos high. That's to be the size of the door, chiseled out of stones, but that's the height of the door. And the problem is like this, Meisvei, Ratsi Akash, Chesna Pasik, Ba'olich Esrim Kaimirs, it's the parish of the Brachos, near the Techacha in the Torah, where it says that if you do Hashem's will, va'oilich eschem koymiyos. It's a parish of Vichukaisa. So what's the Lashon koymiyos? Rabbi Meir Oimer, it's a Lashon of two koymiyos, two heights. We know Adam Rishon, his height was 100 amas. So Meir Oimer, Messiah, Amakashte koymiyos Adam Rishon. One day, when you do the Hashem's will, and we'll have La'asalavai, you're going to be high as two heights, koymiyos, which is two heights of Adam Rishon, which is 200 amas high. Rav Yudai Meir Kuf Amos, he'll be 100 Amos tall. Keneged Heichel V'Kaisalov. Just like the Heichel and the Kaisel, which we'll see what that means in a second. Shenema, Asher Berneinu Kenetiyim, your sons will be like Kenetiyim V'Gudalim, like these huge trees. B'Nereim, B'Nereim when they're young. B'Nesenu Kuzavis V'Kutavis Tavim Heichel, and your daughters will be like things, like the size of the Heichel. And the Heichel was 100 Amos. What does that mean? Rashi Stup Shaltim. One pshat is that the length of the heichel was 100 amos. What's the cheshbon? That the inside, the space inside the heichel was 60 amos. 40 amos for the heichel and 20 amos for the kodesh. It was 60 amos. And then between the walls and the ulam was another 40 amos. What's the cheshbon? The cheshbon is that you have the thickness of the wall was 6 amos each. So that's 12. And one amma of traxin, that's the separation between the kodesh and the heichel, is 13. And then you have the ulam, which was 10 amos, is 23. And then the ulam's walls were 6 amos wide, is 29. And behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you had another room there that was 6 amos wide, plus 5 amos kaisel, is 11. 11 plus 29 is 40. 40 plus 60 is 100. That's the length of the heichel, 100 amos long. That's why it says 100 amos kaheichel. Another pshat is, they were going in the second base of Mikdash, where there the Heichel was 100 amas high. In any case, what's the kasha? We see here is machlek is how tall they're going to be, either 200 amas to 100 amas. Either way, how are they going to fit through a door? Remember, the door is only going to be 20 amas high, according to Rabbi Yechanan, when we have lost love. So it's a kasha. I'm thinking, Mark, come Rabbi Yechanan, lekavi de bezika. We're talking about the windows, the ear windows. That this is just the windows. So it comes out fizah in the pasuk that says, that's also a window. It means there'll be one window that will be from katkoid. Usharayich laavni ektach. Sharayich usually means doors. Here it's going to mean the windows. Laavni will be chiseled out of stone. In fact, look at the Rashbam in Masechtas Baba Basra. It says lekavid bezika lechaloynas hasun laaver v'hainu sharayich dekra chaloynas hachem al kapodim. That is what's going on over here. That's the Gemara's teretz. Zokt Gemara v'ayta ma'iva leilu trufa. It says in that pasuk that says that the nachals come out of the kodesh kodashim. It says that the leaves will be the trufa. Now, when darshaning doesn't say the regular word refu, it says the trufa. It sounds like something about the peh. Rav Yitzhak bar Avdumi Rav Chista charam lahat the peh shel ma'ila, which means it's a skula. These leaves will be a skula for people who can't talk, to get them to talk again. V'charam v'hat ha'pesh ha'mata, the opening on the bottom, which means for akaris, for fertility. The itmar nami chizkiyom v'hat ha'pesh ulmin, and v'kaparam v'hat ha'pesh akaris. To imata the pesh of akaris, they have to have babies. Latrufa means Latrufa Mamish. It means for Trufa Mamish, my Latrufa, what does that mean? It means that the Paliapah, the people learn Torah, the faces get black from the hard work, and this will make the face shine again. That's what Trufa means. Darush Rab, that's what means, the three pshat of what Trufa means. Either means Pesha Maila, which means for Ilmim, people can't talk, or Lefa Karais, or for the Bali Pa, which are the people who learn Torah, to make their face shine again. Darush Rabbi, the Rabbi Shimon called Mashkar, part of Adivir Torah, is that anyone who blackens his face, Adivir Torah in this world, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Mavik Ziva Lema'ba, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special shine Lema'ba, Shenemetz in the Pasuk, Ma'areo Kelevonoin, Bachur Ka'arozim, that his face will be like Levonoin and Bachur Ka'arozim, and Rashi says, and the Pasuk before that says, in Shchairis Ka'arev, if his face is Shchairis Ka'arev, he'll have Lema'ba, Ma'areo Kelevonoin. Anyone starves himself on the retire in this world, makes him full. Get satiated from the fat of the beisachol. He will be very full and satiated in the next world. And Rashi says, "Omali Rabbi, le'el minei ma'ikra, ma'iri in yonah de ma'ariv zatzmai." And the pasuk before that talks about being ma'ariv zatzmai, and that's what's saying. Lo'asulava, he'll be full, satiated. Every tzaddik will get a whole handful of bracha. And yamaslonu means that Hashem will give him a whole, molly chafnov, which means two handfuls. That's how much he'll get. How's it possible? Kosh Baruch Hu's handful is huge. Only by v'chiyev shalom, is it possible to give a tzaddik a handful? But like Farnam says in the pasuk, mi modad b'shaloi mayim. Hashem's fist, all the water in the entire world fits into Hashem's fist, kav yachol. V'shamayim b'zeres tikoin, and the whole shamayim fits it between his thumb and his finger. So how could you get so much if it's too big? Amalei, Hashem's handful holds the entire world a plus. So how could you get so much? Amalei. So he answered him, "My time is shkita begarata. Why aren't you learning begarata more? It's pasuk teretz. Starting from Rav Shadi Rava by Mari. Also, Kosh Baruch Hu litev chol tzadik b'tzadik gimel meitz v'sar alamas. Every tzadik will get 310 worlds. Shenem lahankel oiva yesh. But it's the same amale. Yesh is begematria shin yud is 310 plus meitz v'sar ava. And since he has 310 worlds, there's no problem. One world can't handle it, but he doesn't have 310 worlds, and therefore he'll be able to handle all this bracha. Tanya Rmei Oimer." Which means mida kenegan mida. If a person does mitzvahs, he gives tzedakah la'oni with a ganza heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a lot. But mida she'ad moided moidim loy. The chesed and pasuk b'sa'asa b'shalcha terivena. Which means in that sa'a is a measurement that you used, Hashem will punish you. So you see, it didn't a mida kenegan mida. A person gives a whole handful, or two handfuls, to a ani by el mazeh. Doesn't fit. How does it fit? So he said back to him, "You don't say that. There is a way it has to be like that." I'm going to show you that in midas peronios, Hashem makes you a base kibble to get all that einish. So Hashem will make you a base kibbutz to get all that bracha. Why? Because what's better? Mida meruba or mida? What's mida? What's bigger mida? Mida taiva, meruba, mida pranya? Have oimer and tapa kuf on a base. Have oimer, mida taiva, meruba. The mida taiva is better. Mida taiva, meruba, mida pranya. But mida taiva exhibit says in the pasuk, how do you know it's better? Because mida taiva exhibit says when he opened up the sky for the man, the pasuk tilm says, Vayitzav shchokim yimal, v'dal se shvayim pasach. It says a deles is made out of four windows, and it says that the mon came with a deles. Mirs peronius, which is the marble, who aim of arubais shvayim of tochu. And remember, a deles is four arubais. So you see that midat tayva is four times as good as peronius. Arubais shvayim of tochu. But mirs peronius ksiv, and mirs peronius said about the einish. It says the pasuk says about the einish midas peronius. It says v'yotzu v'ra'u v'pigrei anashim ha'poishim. B, kiselatom lois somus, that their worms will not die in their bodies after they die. The ishom lois sichpa, and the fire won't stop. So it says they're going to burn forever. How can it be? That's why Ba'ar, Ba'al Mazer, someone sticks his finger into the fire in this world, the yad nichpa, right away gets burned. It can't go forever. Elik Hashem, says the Kosh Baruch Hu, Koyach Barisham, Lekal Peroniyah, so just like Kosh Baruch gives Koyach Irisham to Mekabal Peroniyah, he's Kach Noyes, the Kosh Baruch Hu, Koyach Zedikim, Lekabal Tevasam. The same thing, Kosh Baruch Hu gives Koyach Zedikim, Lekabal Tevasam, so don't be surprised that Hashem is going to give all that bracha, midi gnei midi, mali umsoi. Because Hashem gives koiches, just like Hashem gives koiches to mekabel pranis, Hashem gives koiches to mekabel toivah, which is midi toivah meruba.